Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. And trust me, I know how that sounds. Stoic doesn't exactly scream let's have a party, right? But hear me out. It's not about being some emotionless robot or walking around with a permanently grumpy face. It's about finding inner strength, clarity, and resilience in the face of life's inevitable ups and downs. We all need that, don't we? Especially in this crazy world where stress levels are through the roof and it feels like everyone is running on autopilot. Today, we're diving into something I find super powerful: mindful movement and exercise. And yes, before you click away thinking, "Ugh, another fitness podcast," stick with me because this isn't just about reps and calories burned. This is about connecting your mind and body, creating a sense of awareness, and building that inner strength that Stoicism is all about. Ever feel like your thoughts are racing a mile a minute? Like you're constantly caught in the hamster wheel of worry and to-do lists? That's where mindful movement comes in. It's not just about hitting the gym or running a marathon, though those are awesome too. It's about bringing intention and focus to every movement, from your morning yoga session to taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Think about it. When you walk with awareness, you notice the feeling of your feet on the ground, the rhythm of your breath, and the sights and sounds around you. Suddenly, that mundane walk becomes a mini-meditation, a chance to clear your head and reconnect with your body. This brings us to our first key takeaway. Mindful movement is about being present in your body. It's about tuning into how it feels, the tightness in your shoulders, the ache in your legs, the gentle rise and fall of your chest. Paying attention to these sensations helps you understand your body's needs better. You start to notice when you're tense, when you need to stretch, or when a good workout is exactly what you need to release some pent-up energy. Speaking of energy, mindful movement can actually boost it. When you move with intention, you're not just exercising your muscles, you're also energizing your mind. It's like hitting the reset button on your system, leaving you feeling more focused, alert, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. Third point. Mindful movement isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. Find what works for you. Whether it's yoga, tai chi, dance, swimming, or even just going for a brisk walk in nature, choose something you enjoy and that makes you feel good. The key is to move your body with intention, focus on your breath, and be present in the moment. Okay, here's another one. Remember that feeling of accomplishment after crushing a tough workout. That sense of pride and self-efficacy? Mindful movement can give you those same feelings even if you're just doing a few stretches at home. It's about celebrating your body's strength and capabilities, no matter how small the victories might seem. Finally, let's talk about resilience. Stoicism is all about weathering life's storms with grace and composure. And guess what? Mindful movement can build that inner resilience. When you learn to move with awareness and intention, you become more attuned to your body's signals, both physical and emotional. You start to recognize stress patterns and develop strategies for coping with them in a healthy way. Imagine this. You're having a stressful day at work. Traffic is jammed, deadlines are looming, and you feel your shoulders starting to tense up. Instead of reaching for that extra cup of coffee or scrolling through social media, you take a few moments for mindful movement. Maybe it's a quick walk around the block, some deep stretches at your desk, or even just focusing on your breath for a couple of minutes. Suddenly, you feel your body relaxing, your mind calming down, and a sense of clarity returning. You're ready to tackle those challenges head on, feeling more focused, grounded, and in control. That's the power of mindful movement. It can be your secret weapon for navigating life's ups and downs with strength, wisdom, and courage. And that, my friends, is what Stoicism is all about. So how can you start incorporating mindful movement into your daily routine? Start small. Maybe take a few minutes to stretch each morning before you jump into your day. Walk instead of driving when you can. Pay attention to your body's signals throughout the day and take breaks when you need them. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. And hey, if you find yourself feeling stuck or overwhelmed, remember that you're not alone. Join the conversation on social media, share your stories and insights, and let's learn from each other. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.